So, as a senior in high school, I finished almost every one of my English papers with, as a wise man once said, dot dot dot, and then I'd make up some quote. This is just that was just my that was my thing, and because you can never really find the exact right quote, especially if you don't research that much. And so, I grew up with a dad who was kind of a wisecrack, and so I can't even remember what some of them were. I was gonna go look through my papers today just to see if I could find an example or two, but I had an old typewriter, one that he had to clack, 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 clack,
Real typewriter.
and the tape didn't the we didn't have really correction tape, so sometimes I'd have to go back and just hit it a bunch of times just to puncture it so that the letter would disappear, that sort of thing. So anyway, typewriter. So as a wise man, once said dot dot dot, and of course everybody thinks they're wise. I grew up on the Three Stooges. And so you've got the whole like, oh, wise guy, huh? And then the slapping and the all that, yeah, all the beautiful slapstick stuff. But that wise guy has always been part of just that's what everybody calls me. Oh yeah, you think you're really clever, don't you? I'm like, well, kinda, yeah. That's been my mode. But you don't really know what you don't know until you find out that you don't know it. And I just want to talk a little bit about that today from a scriptural angle. How do I know what I don't know? And you may know about this unconscious incompetence, right? What's unconscious incompetence? That's you don't know that you don't know how to accomplish it, right? Unconscious incompetence, where we all start in a field of work, in an area of study. You just don't know that you don't know it until it gets revealed to you and you become conscious of your incompetence, right? So then you're like, oh no, I don't know what I'm doing. Now, there are luckily two other stages that come, and that's conscious competence. So now, okay, I know how to do it and I'm aware of it. And that's when your job starts to feel like, you know what, I actually can probably do this. But what in any job or any field of study, you want to get to unconscious competence, right? Hey, that's upstairs, people falling, dropping things. You want to get to unconscious competence. That's Michael Jordan, buzzer beater, and he's not thinking about it because he's gone through all these stages, right? So it's that you don't even know why you know it. You just know it. You just do, right? That's the sort of thing. But in those first couple stages of unconscious incompetence, it takes something to reveal that. And that can be a very difficult thing, or it can be a gracious thing. And I wonder if that's not also why we should consider it all joy when we go through these trials, because it tests our character and it tests our faithfulness to God, and then it shows those areas, which I think most of us, I mean, show of hands, most of us don't like that kind of exposure. We kind of like to think that we're competent and that, oh yeah, if push comes to shove, I'll always follow Jesus. And if I had plenty of time, of course I'd study the scripture more. And of course I'd exercise more. I mean, we like to think that about ourselves, but then when it actually happens, it is a gracious thing that gets revealed in us. So I think that's part of why we can consider it joy, because these things open up and show us, some of those faults. And I'm not really a good one. I'll just confess, I'm not a good one to be super excited about my faults being exposed. But I know that God is so gracious that it's worth it in the long run every single time when he exposes those things, because then he does a really deep work. And I that's what I love, is that deep work. It reminds me of Hebrews, where no discipline is pleasant at the time, it's painful, but later on it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained up under it. And we shouldn't forget that those discipline moments where we have those things exposed in our life, where, okay, I don't know. I don't really know how to do this. I don't know what you want from me in this moment. Those things actually then can become a gracious thing, where we say, you know what? Don't you remember that God disciplines those he loves? So that means he's calling you a child right now, and he's working with you. And so I've started to get a little more like, oh, that's great. Thank you for exposing that. Do that again. Do that again. Do that again. So here's the original way to get wise, right? So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desired to make one wise, oh, wise guy, huh? She took of its fruit and ate, and her husband, who's passive, right, just standing there going like, oh, well, I'll go with you. I guess, you know. but that desire to make one wise. And I think that that is kind of what we all want. And we know that the scriptural story says that there's a way that seems right into a man, but in the end it leads to destruction. And in our own wisdom, we're going to find our own demise. But in God's wisdom, you know, we can expect to have life and righteousness and peace and all those different things. So in James, it says this, and you likely know this. So it's just an encouragement to you. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. So that person's not going to get anything out of this if you doubt. So I doubt in much of my prayer life. I don't know. If this is what you want, then okay. I don't know. I'd like to pray for healing, but I don't know. I struggle sometimes, right? But this is one of those things where you have just this... It was a rock solid guarantee. And also, if you don't do this, it's not going to go well for you. You can just ask him, God, give me wisdom in this moment. As a follower of Christ and indwelled by the Spirit, give me wisdom for this moment, for this next conversation I'm going into, for this next Zoom call, the next Zoom call after the next Zoom call, or this next thing. Give me wisdom to know how to engage this next conversation, and he gives it to us, and it's pretty amazing. So later on, in James 3, he talks about wisdom, and there's two kinds of wisdom. There's the kind that comes from above, and then the kind that comes from the earth. And this is the kind of wisdom I see these days on social media. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? You should probably show that by your good conduct and show your works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast and be false to the truth. That's not a wisdom that comes from down from above, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. So the wisdom that's right out there for the grasping, like the fruit on the tree, is not neutral. It's not okay to just, well, that's just my instincts. That's just who I am. It's just, no. You are being played. Unless you are asking God, you're being tossed like a man or a woman in a boat in a storm. Unless you are saying, this next conversation, Spirit, give me wisdom for it, then you're going to slip into, oh, it's just natural. Like, it's just earthly. Yeah, exactly. It's earthly, unspiritual, demonic. That's where we just have to be so careful. So what James is telling us is how do you know what you don't know? You ask and you say, God, you just reveal that to me. And I don't think we can get away from it. I mean, it's just coming to me even now as we think about it. I don't think we can get away from a moment-by-moment conversation with God where we say, give me wisdom to know how to do this. Because if you don't know yourself yet, you know, we could do a show of hands if you know somebody like this. But if you just slip to natural, it's not going to go well. You know, if you just go, well, I'm just doing what comes naturally, I'm just being me, like, but there's a part of you that is still hooked into this unspiritual, earthly, and dare we say, demonic. The enemy has a foothold in there. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable. Now think about this. You're asking God for wisdom, right? God, would you give me wisdom? Okay, that wisdom, first of all, is going to be pure, and it's going to be peaceable. It's going to be gentle. It's going to be open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness, just like in Hebrews, a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So that means you're going to reap a harvest of peace as well. And all that and more is available if you call now. You know, it's all there. And all you have to do is just ask for this kind of wisdom and don't doubt that he wants to do this in you and wants to do this through you. Now, we've talked about how social media may not be the place to produce all this stuff and try to make peace everywhere, because that it may not be the way to do that. But in our interpersonal relationships, and I certainly need that in my family, in this household, I need, okay, God, give me wisdom to know how to engage next, that next family member. Give me wisdom to know how to say to them what needs to be said. And I think that we're going to find, especially in these cloistered times, in these difficult times, we're going to find that the Spirit wants to get a hold of us and wants to reveal more than we probably could have imagined in the past. That he wants to reveal to us how to live, because if we're asking, he's giving when we ask without doubting. So I just want to encourage you. That's how we know what we don't know. We just say, I don't know, but I know the one who does know. I have access to the throne room of grace for when I'm really struggling. And I know we've confessed a little general malaise, you know, in our conversation tonight. I know I have. I just feel like the days just keep going. There's never going to be a break. This is just the way things, this is the way things go. And I need God to show up. And I think he can do that as long as you have relationship with him and relationship with other people. This can be a natural way that we ask and receive and get the wisdom.